Call the meeting to order. This meeting is being held in compliance with the open public meeting law and that the requirements of the law have been met with the posting of the meeting notice on the municipal bulletin board filed with the borough clerk and forwarded to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. At this time, I'd ask everybody to stand for a second of pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Mayor Morris.
Here.
Council President Gomez.
Here.
Councilman Petty.
Here.
Councilman Panicelli is absent. Councilman Longo.
Here.
Councilwoman Brinkman.
Here.
Councilman Lopez.
Here.
Okay, now on to the approval of minutes. We have a motion for the March 14th, 2023 regular meeting.
Motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Petty.
Yes.
Councilman Longo.
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinkman.
No, this is from the 14th. We want to hear it.
Abstain.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
That passes. Also, the March 14th, 2023 executive meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinkman?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Okay. At this time, I ask if there is anybody in the public who would like to get up for comments or discussion. Hearing none, move on to the next step, the opening of bids. First bid, 2023 Somerset County Library System, New Jersey, Bamrock Library Branch, HVAC upgrade. There were bid submissions received March 22nd, 2023. From WHL Enterprises, trading as Bill Leary AC and Heating in the amount of $287,500. You know what that? I'm just reading. Okay. Second bid was for the 2021 road program. There were bid submissions received March 24th, 2023. Following bids were received, Capital Paving and Contracting LLC for $1,023,499.47. Reavax Contracting Corp. for $617,402.94, BlackRock for $746,466.60, CCM Contracting for $730,097.87, Diamond Construction for $1,081,967.61, and finally, Topline Construction for $696,836.99.
Okay, we'll need to add those outside of the office.
All right, on to the engineer's report from our Director of Public Works, Dale.
All right, thank you, Mayor. Due to continue with the cleanup and under the levee along the Green Road, and your part of the DEP being 130 carloads of material taken out now, we're to the point where we're actually in the process of bridging machine to try to break up a couple of large trucks and concrete that are down there. As we do big training, I have to handle this body and parcel. So I'm going to process that. Hopefully that machine will do the trick. We'll release that out of there. And then I can start wrapping that up. Moving on to the 2023 CDBG application. I completed the application and submitted it before the deadline. So that's all in process now with the county. Just a reminder that 2021 MJDOT local aid application, that was the grant that the DOT was on the fence or thought of maybe taking it away, given the number of contracts coming up. However, they did grant us a 6-month time extension. After we submitted the documentation as to why we were delayed, and that project actually pertains to the division, just opened up to that in a minute. The rehabilitation of the Eastbound train station, that construction is still ongoing. Contractor seems to have a good grasp on each phase of the contract that they're working on. It does seem to be on schedule. Moving on to our 22 program, which is the bid you just spoke about there. Six bids in all. The low bid contractor, he did our last two projects in town. We had really good success with him. He was about $300,000 below the engineer's estimate, so the prices came in really good. Now, if you look at the six bids, they were all over the board. He's doing two of the 600s, two of the 700s, and the two that were after the when he had a gathering down for regardless. So what happened now is tonight there's a resolution to award tonight for read back to this contract. And then what happens is I'll take that resolution, I send it up to the DOT, and then they provide an urge to award. Also let community development know there will be awarded tonight. Then we'll take a look at it also because there is a section of this that's community development related, which is the daily lane portion. And then once DOT concurs, we'll be able to move forward, get a kickoff meeting, reconstruction, and moving forward.
Quick question on that. What was the engineer's estimate?
The engineer's estimate was $98,046.
Oh, so this is almost $300,000.
That's what I mean. The price came in. The last two projects that came in with their asphalt prices were low, but again, the construction time was away. As I was thinking of the others, maybe they don't have to deal with the law regardless. But they helped, you know, they stayed with their prices from last time. They were low, you know, significantly low, and did a great job the last two projects. So I expect much from last time.
Great.
Just a quick question. This will finish off the main lane, the top of it?
Yes.
Is that it, right?
Yes.
Is that sidewalk and curb? Because it's pretty bad. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. The idea is basically take all that out, rebuild the asphalt, curb, gutter, curb, sidewalk. The uniqueness of that is a curb that before it was a concrete slab to the road.
Yes,
so you only have a 2-foot section and you go all the way across. So it's one big fork. And I'll probably go to see this year ago. Moving on to, the full project is, the engineer's estimate came back high. I know we are currently looking forward to financially move forward with the project. It's just a matter of what we can do and what kind of money we need to put together for it. Millbrook Road, T&M is currently doing the curb grade for us on our side of the street. They have asked for the electronic call-out from Bridgeport to assist particular areas in anything. Bridgeport is currently trying to take it to their consultant, get it back to me, and then I'll get over to them. And then we look at costs, and then we can talk about agreements and move that forward. Last but not least, library, and you saw those bids received. For the HVAC project, there is a resolution on tonight to reject those bids. Two reasons. One would be the development would not move forward with the project with only one bidder. I tried to explain to them that if we follow the public contracts law in the state of New Jersey, which we did, advertise it publicly, dot our I across our T's. We can't really be responsible for how many members we get. If you get one, we get 20. And they really want to hear it. They said their guidelines say you can't award a contract for less than three bidders unless they go out to bid again, and then if there's less than three next time, then they could kind of trade. So they rejected the contractor for that reason, the bids. And then the T&M also said that the bids were high. The way they broke the project down, they being T&M, they had a base bid for wiring and items associated with the boiler itself. Then he had the fan coil units individual around the building, and the contract one was about 500% higher on each, so about 35,000 each, which was extremely high. So they said for that reason that should have been rejected as well. So there is a resolution on tonight to reject those bids and then go back out. And that's my report.
What was the total cost estimate that the engineers thought for the HVAC?
Mayor, I don't think that's something that we should talk about.
Oh, because it's in the bid process. Thank you.
I was anticipating that question, and I was at the ready.
Because it's in the bid process. Thank you. If it's something I'd like to know about your product on the record. All right. Thank you. And anybody have any questions for the Director of Public Works at this time? If not, we'll move on to the committee report, starting with Chair of Finance, Councilman Longo.
Okay, I'll give a brief little synopsis of the municipal budget that we're going to introduce tonight. This year's budget is $20,963,824.36 net grants, $18,547,749.08. Last year's net budget that was approved was $16,082,105. The largest increases that you'll see in this year's budget were due to health insurance, which is roughly $500,000, increased pension costs, and our increase in debt services due to both the increase in the interest rates as well as the amount that we were borrowing, as well as we took on some additional costs for the crossing guards in the budget. The overall inflation costs to everything we purchased and within the budget. Some highlights of some additions to the budget that we're seeing this year. We hired two additional DPW workers. The borough has now commanded the emergency medical services will now be under the budget or under the borough. We've also got a budget of part-time admin help for the DPW department, as well as a full-time court clerk. We've begun the process, or continue the process, of replacing some retired police officers and increasing the total number of officers within the budget. We are now able to assume a $1.3 million surplus from prior year servings, which has reduced the borough's reliance on taxes and still maintain a healthy fund balance, which allows us to maintain our improved bond rates. Our 2023 municipal tax rate is now 0.800, which is down from 0.845, which was the 2022 tax rate. So it came down from 0.845 to 0.800. This is consistent with our decreases from last and the past years. And we found we've been able to continue to lower our tax rate due to our increases in the value of the homes in Bound Brook, as well as our expanding tax bracket. The pilot projects are now beginning to generate substantial income for the borough, further providing assistance in us keeping our taxes level. This year, the pilot programs alone added $909,900 to our budget. We're also anticipating additional developer's fee this year. This is divisioning with some large projects that will be required to pay the developer's fee. These fees that come in during the year are not anticipated, but as they come in, they'll be added to our surplus to be utilized for the following year to keep our taxes down. I'm happy to say that the average municipal increase with all our increased costs and that come into and tough financial times due to inflation and rises in all costs, the average municipal cost increase will be $100 for the borough of Bound Brook. The finance department finds that this is a responsible budget that provides funding for the growing needs of our borough and balances those needs with a level small tax increase. I appreciate all the work that all the borough admin, chief financial officers, everyone else, all the department heads, that the work they put in to bring what I think is a pretty good 2023 municipal budget. That's my finance report. Recreation, just to add for what Dale said about the pool, we've got another meeting with the expert who we set back to redesign the pool and hopefully bring the costs within ones that we think are manageable. We have a meeting on April 5th. We gave him a couple of different options as well as kind of what we project, what we'd be able to afford as a borough, and you didn't tell us it was impossible task. You seemed to think there was a couple different designs and variations that he could come up with, so we're kind of looking for what April 5th will bring. From the SID, I have to say, both the SID and the Recreation Commission held their meetings on the same day, at the same time, so I had the Recreation Commission on my computer and the SID on my phone. I can't say I can give an accurate report of the SID, because I think I spoke a little too much on the Recreation. So I'm going to turn it over to fellow Councilman Gomez. Maybe he can get it.
Yep. I'll take it from there. So the SID, we approved hiring our new executive director who is going to be working for us in a consultation capacity for the SID for the next year or so. She is the executive director for the state also at Redevelopment Authority. New Jersey Redevelopment Authority, as well as the executive director in Somerville. So she's knows the job. She's done a great job in other places. Our company really provided already a solid footing for us to start growing. She will be administering the new hiring for our permanent executive director full time. So she'll be working on that, as well as a strategic executive plan for the group to be moving forward for this year and next year. We are scheduled to meet this Friday, actually, to review our budget, approve it next week, and we'll have a budget for you guys to see at the first meeting in April. Other than that, we have the Battle of Bound Brook that will be occurring in April. Come down. We've done a lot of great stuff out there. A lot of help from the departments here. New flowers, signs, and it's great work from everybody. Other than that, we're done there.
That's my report.
Let me go right into public safety.
Actually, I do have a question on the budget. What amount of is there an amount in the current year budget for proceeds from the sewer sale,
yes.
System sale?
I think 1.8,
I believe, that's some change.
Okay, and that is what is that in listed in general fund?
So that's going to be to pay down debt.
Okay.
So the $5 million is.
Yes, statutorily, that's we have to. That's
so
what
over the next 5 years. $5 million would be spent in paying down debt first associated with any sewer related capital, which is a little, and then the rest will be applied towards our overall capital.
There's okay. Actually a line item in there, you can actually see the amount. So
yeah, no, I did find it. It's the $1,841,000, and then we're paying off, paying down principal of $1,650,000.
Yes.
Okay, so those is the payment of principal, is that because we're collecting that, or was that already required repayment of principal? Meaning, were those bonds due? Because I see in the previous year we paid down $1,345,000.
So I think some of it was due because we refinanced and some of this. Stuff
yeah, recast some of the debt
with the county. We got a better rate, so I think this first payment was supposed to be a higher payment. Is that correct?
It's just paying the principal and debt service on most of our current fund debt, because we've never had a sewer utility, so our sewer debt needs to be lumped with general debt and the same ordinances.
Okay.
And it's 1.8 that pays. Our debt is in the budget, it's like 2.8 million, so it pays 1.8 of it. It's not paying improvement or it's in other debt.
Okay. All right. So just so people know that the one point, the proceeds are being used to, you know, we're paying down a significant portion of the bond principal, and that it's not being used for general. And that's what I want people to know.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You know, because without saying it explicitly, I think that people are going to assume that. Whereas I can look and say, oh, I see it coming in. Let's go down to the debt section.
Yes.
and I meant to print this, but I don't know how many pages.
Yeah, I think the statutory review we're supposed to be using.
That was my understanding, and my first thought was, let's make sure that I have answers to that question in case people ask it. All right, thank you. All right, then, yes, let's move on to... you have a question?
Yeah. The schools received $6 million?
I had it on my report.
You have it on my
report? Yeah.
Does that affect or does it impact the budget at all?
Not our budget.
No, we don't.
I'll tell you what the number.
That's a completely different budget.
Give us other money?
No.
I think they're shared. No, they're shared costs.
No. We usually give them money, right? So that
well, my understanding, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong, is that there are shared costs for certain aspects, but there's no, we're going to collect taxpayer revenue as a municipality and then reallocate it to the schools. It's, they have their budget, we have our budget. Okay. If there's a crossover of expenses, we don't pay them for it, we take it, we use our budget for those things.
Okay.
All right, good. And is that it?
And then is there going to be any sort of announcement to the public about the pool situation?
I believe it's on the website.
And it's on the website now? An update of where we sit behind it?
I don't know.
Because we talked about recreation.
Yeah, recreation and heat.
The letter has been drawn up that we want to appear. I don't think it's there.
If it's not on right now, it will be on at 8:31.
Yeah, we made some recommendations on what other pools they could join, and we found out that one wasn't open due to the same situation. So we grandfathered the rec director just to make some corrections, and it's going to be open.
Okay. Yeah, the public's asked.
Yes.
I agree.
Since you did the recreation report, that's why I asked.
No, that makes sense.
Okay.
And it sounds like it was already discussed. Perfect. All right. Chair of Public Works, Building, Grounds, Utilities, among others. Oh, no, sorry. Are we going to take away? We're going to skip?
No, we don't have to. I can go back. Yeah, go right to and follow the agenda.
Yeah, all right. I just started reading. Yeah, okay. Chair of Public Works, Building, Grounds, and Utilities, Councilwoman Brinkovich, please.
Okay. The library, we have a meeting coming up on April 19th, so hopefully we'll have some resolution to the HVAC, maybe not though, because that's going to have to go out to bid, but I would like to make a suggestion that we have a meeting with Hector to get an update on the status of the contract negotiation, so I'm suggesting that the mayor and Councilman Lopez and myself meet with Hector and just get a status of where we are with the library and those negotiations, so I can then, you know, provide the board some information so we can talk offline about when that's when we're available to do that. The pool we mentioned already. The shade tree, I did not make their last meeting. I was sick, but we do have a celebration, Arbor Day celebration on April 29th, and that's at 10 a.m. in the Union Park. So if anyone wants to attend that. Regarding DPW, we're continuing our cleanup for the Battle of Down Brook. That's the weekend of the 15th and the 16th. So that's our priority focus right now. Downtown graveyard, we have some flags as well, and the signs that you mentioned. We also will be looking at a road document for the website, and also the roads, and there was something else that slipped my mind right now, but the street signs for cleaning of the streets. So those are all projects that are ongoing, but our priority right now, and my main focus has been the battle and cleaning up and cleaning up the bridge this Saturday with a group of volunteers. Thank you, Hector, for that. That was great.
Looks fantastic, Councilman.
Yeah, thank you. So there's still more, and yeah, thank you for the pansies downtown, and hopefully we'll have some more, bring some life to the town, but it's looking good. And I think that's sort of all I have. It doesn't unless there's any questions.
Hearing no questions, moving on to Chair of Public Safety, Police and Fire, and the other committees. Councilman Gomez.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Start with Board of Engineers. Obviously, the fire department, if you aren't aware, had three major fires over the weekend. One across the street right here at the corner. Somerset and Hamilton, and two on Mountain Avenue. The two on Mountain Avenue are total losses, as Cynthia told me, a car fire that started there. We received something back from our fire inspector, told us the department did an outstanding job in both instances. Everybody was safe. Homeowners and dwellers and our fire department, everybody came unscathed. So, to the president of Firehouse Number One, great job over there. Thank you for all you guys did. They were massive. Other than that, moving along, OEM and Rescue Squad. I'm just going to start mixing these together since they're being realigned. OEM is being restructured under Mike Lapitowski. He'll be kind of running point on it. Giannato is our OEM coordinator, so they'll be working together to basically address any emergencies in town, with Lapitowski kind of taking point for anything that needs to be done as paperwork, and Jason as our face of it. What a pretty face it is. Rescue Squad, there's a lot going on with the Rescue Squad. Licensing is ongoing right now. We expect to have our license approved in the next couple weeks and should be servicing Bound by January 1st. June 1st. June 1st is our target date, so 60 days out. We have the trucks in the shop right now to be relettered, relighted, and rebranded. We just signed our contract for our medical license, or what's that? Medical director, yes. Dr. Merle, which was part of this licensing process. So we're well on our way, and we should have OEM and Rescue Squad up and running fully. Pretty soon there should be an OEM exercise that's going on with the county with the focus of hurricanes in the next couple of weeks. So I think we've been invited to participate in that. And there is a disaster, I think, from the county. What's that called? That was supposed to be taking the train.
402.
Yeah, so there is a training from the county that we all need to be taking. So just look out for that. That should be something you should sign up and be participating in. All elected officials and the borough administrators and our first responders need to take this course. So just be aware of that. Let's see. Parking Commission. I see no updates from them. So again, no agenda. I'm not sure if they were meeting. They were again advised not to meet without an agenda and posting this to our website. Justin, did you get any updates as to their meeting? Okay. Planning Board. We had our Planning Board meeting last Thursday. We saw the application for Meridia 10, which is the burnt-out building. Great looking building that they're presenting. About half the application was heard, so I think they have two more witnesses that need to be seen, traffic and their planner, at the next meeting in February, so 2 weeks from today, or 2 weeks from this Thursday. And other than that, we have a couple out there applications coming in, I believe for 530 and 480 Main Street, which are smaller projects. Also Meridia, and that's it for the Planning Board. Cultural Arts, presented a new mural that they will be installing in the tunnel this June. I think first or second week of June is what their tentative date is. We are looking to have them completed in about 10 to 15 days, which will be a nice addition to the waiting room on the east side that we'll be unveiling or doing a ribbon cutting sometime in September, so it'll be a nice added amenity to that area, brighten up the space. They're looking for additional arts projects for the new year coming up. So I'll keep you posted on those. Other than that,
Where's the reading room?
The what?
You said there's a mural for, what is it, the reading room?
No, the mural. The tunnel to the waiting room.
I gotcha.
So they're going to be doing the whole tunnel from end to end.
I gotcha. This is it, okay.
Yeah, they had to pivot. They had another mural. Unfortunately, they didn't have approvals from the property owners, some legal waivers that they needed, and they didn't know that they were going to be able to have the waivers by June. So kind of pivoted, redesigned the part that they already had, and won't be applying to the tunnel.
Makes a lot more sense to me. Know that it's waiting enough. Thank you.
Any questions?
Any questions, sir?
For this? It's about the emergency medical services. I just want to commend the police department with my Chief Conroy, Lieutenant Gennaro, Acting Lieutenant Rolition. They did great work starting the process up from where we were. We were in a pretty dire situation for guarantee that an ambulance would get to the people about work out time. I really think they not only identified a great individual to take the charge now and Mike Ronakowski, but they did all the work until Mike was hired, and I just think it kind of goes down. I go on some because Mike's leaving now, but didn't go unnoticed. What a great job you guys did. We certainly appreciate it. I'm sure the citizens will really appreciate it. And if you ever need an ambulance, everyone's going to be there. Those guys have a lot to do with it.
Yes. One other thing, absolutely, I must have said thank you about 1,000 times. I did want to bring back one other thing before we move too far along. It was supposed to be for finance. Was there an opinion from our auditors as to the savings for the garbage for this year?
Yes, and call me off guard.
Sorry,
it was a good number.
$280,000
in savings this year. That's fantastic. So that was before the 20%
increase. That was before the increase. So that was a $200,000 savings from last year's bills to this year's bills. Because if they came to me, what happened? Yes, the difference.
So that's great. So we're probably closer to 240, right? 250.
I would say probably that range for me.
All right. Just wanted to update everybody on that.
And not just to prevent misinformation, that's savings of what it would have cost us.
Right.
Not it's 208 or 250 less than it was the year before.
Nope. That's
when people are saying, why is it more expensive if you said you were saving? Because instead of it going up by 100,000, it was going to go up by 308,000. To use simple math.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That's a good clarification.
That's the misconception.
Yes.
Savings, but it went up. Right. You go more. It went up less than it would. Thank you.
So the pivot savings.
Any other questions? Before we move on to Chair of Personnel Administration and Ordinances, Councilman Lopez.
Yes, thank you. So I'm going to start with that one, actually. So, like you guys mentioned, Mr. Laplace was hired for the EMS project that we're taking, and it's going great, so. And then our dear advisor here is working on revamping the personnel handbook because it needed a lot of updating and a lot of fixing here and there. So out of her kindness, she's going to help us. A new one, pretty much, because that will save costs and it's going to be faster problem. So we're going to get that soon. No pressure. But thank you for doing that. All right. So that's for the personnel area. Then for the Historical Preservation Commission, they still have the two nominations for buildings in Bamberg to be declared historical sites, but it's taking longer because According to the process, there should be some specific timing between each step of the process so that they are still there. And they are working on the preparation of the nomination for the St. Joseph's Church and the adjacent school building to become Bambrook landmarks, right? So they are preparing all the documents. They just found like a survey from 1888 on those properties, and it tells the whole story who had it since the 1700s and everything. So they are preparing everything to present it, to have that ready. Then regarding the Board of Education, I attended the meeting for the presentation of the budget. So whatever we had short time last time, I made it up there. Right. It was a very interesting meeting, but I'm bringing the news. So it was presented by Dr. Freeman, the superintendent, presentation of the budget. They are using a new model this year. It's called the ZBB, which is the zero-based budget. So it's different from previous years. It starts not based on previous costs, but on the actual costs. So it's supposed to save money. I'm sure I'll tell you more in a minute. They have 2,062 students, 37 new students. That's what they are projecting for this for the year. Then they mentioned that 26.68% of the income they have is from local taxes, 58.14% from the state aid. Those are the two major categories. They got a $5.6 million increase on state aid, right? I'm just highlighting the main things. The money, the cost of the high school track and the fences that they had asked the council is like $415,000. But they are not asking for that money anymore. They mentioned it through there, and they had a meeting and everything. They are not asking for that. They were happy to report that the ratables grew a lot. They mentioned up to 78%, which from last year, which is a good thing. And then because of that, for the next for the budget, this is going to be on their portion of the tax, 1.21% decrease in the school tax. So they gave some numbers for a house valued at $358,000. It's going to be an approximate reduction of $312 for the average house of $358,000. So their tax is going to go down $312 for the next school year, according to these numbers. The tentative budget was approved unanimously, and then during the next meeting, they are going to discuss and hopefully approve it. So that's what I have. Any questions? Thank you.
Great. Always good news to hear lower taxes. Hey, Chair of Economic Development is Councilman Prezzatelli.
We've met with urban developers. They have submitted an application for a pilot for the project on the corner of Drake and Main Street there, where the old Rancourt facility used to be. So our financial advisor is looking at it currently. We should have it back sometime this week, hopefully. And we'll be presenting something, our recommendations to the council at the next council meeting, I think. Other than that, right now we haven't met with anybody else about anything else. We do have Maiden Lane, which should be coming up pretty soon, for finalizing the contract. And other than that, good quiet night.
Does anybody have any questions?
Yeah, the Drake Street, that's the project that's already been approved, right?
Correct.
That's the 74 units?
Correct.
And they are meeting with you regarding what finalizing? They're already approved by the planning board.
Right. This is an application for a pilot program?
Oh, an application.
Oh, so that has to
be.
Yeah, financial and all that stuff.
Okay. And then you said that process is currently under being undertaken?
Okay. And the Maiden Lane is the 11?
Yes. All right, Chair of Zoning, Construction, and Code Enforcement, Councilman Petty.
I have a report that we read in the last committee.
All right.
And you can just email it to us if you want.
So... Yes, that's a. All right, no ordinance for first reading. We have ordinance 2023-13 for second reading, final reading, and consideration. An ordinance authorizing as a general improvement the purchase and acquisition of various equipment for the borough of Bound and appropriating $100,000, therefore, from the capital fund balance. Do I have a motion to open this to public comment?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Anybody from the public here to comment on this ordinance? Hearing none, do we have a motion to close public comment?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Very good. Now, we have a motion to pass.
Motion. I move the ordinance be passed in second reading and advertised according to the law.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion. Council? Okay, hearing none, we're going to go with roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yeah.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilman Bershevik?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Okay, that passes. All right, on to resolutions 2023-87. We have an introduction of the 2023 municipal budget. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilman Bershevik?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Very good. Okay, the resolutions listed below were submitted to the governing body for review and will be adopted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired, the resolution may be removed by council action. Are any resolutions requested to be removed for separate review?
I was going to pull 09-5, but I think I'm clear on the discussion we had. We'll have to move on that, so probably could waive my discussion. Right? Yeah. All right. So then, motion to approve all the 2023-88 through 2023-97.
All in favor?
Aye.
Actually, I think you need a second.
Oh.
I'll second.
Good. Okay. Try again. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? No? Okay. Any unfinished business or new business?
I don't have any.
Hearing none, moving on to approval of vouchers. 2023-97, a resolution approving vouchers in the amount of $3,286,133.80. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Bershevik?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
And that passes. And last chance, open to the public for comment. Hearing none, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you, everybody.
Excellent work.